Alola.
Hello.
We're back.
Welcome to the
anime show with Irene and Steve.
Nope. Not what it is.
Alola Vacation.
This is episode 41 of the first season of the Sun and Moon anime, episode 980 of the Pokemon anime, if you're keeping track. I'm your host, SBJ. Irene here.
Hi, that is correct. I am also here. Yay.
This is the episode called Mounting an Electrifying Charge.
Wait, that's really what it's called?
Yes.
Oh.
In case you didn't know, because we skipped the original Sophocles episode, he gets a Charjabug at one point. I think he has two Pokemon now. I think he has his Charjabug and his Togedemaru.
Togedemaru is cute.
This is the second race episode.
I was thinking about that. I was like, wow, there are a lot of races and competitions and just stuff. They have a lot of activities.
Yeah, I think it's fun, though.
No, I do, too. It's not, I mean, not saying that episodes aren't mindless, but it's like, they're doing stuff. I mean, not that they're not doing stuff.
Sometimes
but
they're doing
these are like sanctioned activities to complete and participate in.
Would you like to read the blurb?
I can read the blurb. Sophocles has wanted to enter a Charjabug race for a long time, and now with Ash and Kiawe on his team, he finally can. The huge event features tough competitors, including the arrogant Red Comet team and a disguised Team Rocket. Red Comet is favored to win, and it starts out strong. But when it's time to confront a giant sheet of ice, everyone has problems, except for a quick-thinking Sophocles who uses his Charjabug's string shot move to maintain traction. As Red Comet looks on in horror, the Sophocles lab team reaches the finish line and becomes the happy winner. There's the blurb.
So unlike the pancake race, there is a winning team.
Yes.
Satisfaction.
The winner is Satisfaction. Oh, do you remember that song? So I can get my that song.
Satisfaction.
No. Yeah. Ner, ner, ner. Ner, 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 ner. I hope that gets stuck in people's heads because it's going to be... Oh, dang. Jeez.
There's a lot that happens in this episode.
This episode flew by for me.
I thought it was good. We've talked about... Neither of us like Sophocles.
Yes.
And he was okay.
He was okay in this episode.
In this episode.
And his voice was okay too, but I think it didn't bother me as much because of another character that was in this episode.
We could skip past the first part of being in the school, deciding the team, and pretty much saying, hey, the girls are not in this episode. Here are their 10 seconds.
They just made comments about needing cool things and how it was too hot.
But when we get to the day of the race, hold on, let's back up. Are they not selling Charjabug cars in Japan? Are they not selling like little toy Charjabug cars?
Maybe they did and we just missed them.
Yeah, I guess.
But
I feel like this is like marketing 101.
I mean,
I don't know how well like Cars, the Pixar movie, did Japan, but boy, that was a... They sold merch like crazy in America.
They did. Are there only two Cars movies? Is there a third one coming, or did a third one come out?
I thought they announced
maybe
the third
four.
One.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't really matter.
Okay, so they set up for a race, and they decide that Ash will be the runner, Sophocles will be the director, I think they said it.
I think. You were talking when they announced the teams, like what the team members were called, so I don't remember.
And Kaiawe would be the mechanic, which is cute.
I thought that all of their parts were fitting. Of course, Ash was the support person. He gives the most support.
Sure. We can go with that. We then get to the race. Which I think the atmosphere for that is pretty good.
Yeah, but you totally... Are we talking about when they entered and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well,
I'm
that's
setting
not...
up the atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
Of the big stadium, everyone's excited.
Stadium, sorry.
I've
been... Nope, stadium.
And we see a bunch of different teams and their different charger bugs. And I feel like they kind of went out of the way to make everyone, like, really science class geeky.
I mean, not they all had different personalities, which was nice.
Yeah.
And then immediately, though, they were flashing around all the different teams. And I was like, oh, Sophocles' team, they don't match. They're just in their regular old clothes.
Yeah, which, they didn't give them, like, an outfit.
The baseball episode was, like, nice because they were all in uniforms. This one, it was just like, no. Which was kind of unsatisfactory.
Yeah, they didn't have matching outfits, but man, that Ludicolo team was on point.
Every single time they showed up on screen, you're like, oh, that Ludicolo team.
They didn't get any moments in the race, though. They got eliminated right away. They had a all-girl, very pink ribbons and bow team.
Yeah.
They had that purple team with... almost like an Iris-like character. That little girl gave me Iris vibes of being very confident.
You're such a... Yeah.
No, not that. That's just
vibe.
Confidence.
Yeah.
The confidence.
Yeah.
And her big hair.
Oh.
What? Iris had big hair. Her ex you hides
all
in
I
it.
All I said was, oh.
Her ex you hides in it. X you. And then we had a very sporty Team Rocket.
They looked so good. Oh, I was like, I like this aesthetic. Oh my gosh, they look so cool. I was like, they look so cool.
James and Jesse had a very good...
They looked great.
Their outfits were good. Their hairstyle was good.
Like, Jesse looks so cute. Oh, and then like James has his little... Oh, they look so good.
And the Meowth was the charger bug, which I like.
Of course.
And then we met the rivals of the team.
We saw the rivals before we saw Team Rocket.
Yeah, but the big reveal were the Red Comet team. And when they like panned over, I was kind of hoping that it was somebody we might have known before. Or like an older rival to Ash. Like, that's always fun when they bring
back.
But
they're in the Alola region.
Yeah.
And it would have been weird considering what the next two episodes are.
I feel like
the nostalgia factor would have been lessened if there was just a random previous rival in this episode, because then like Brock and Misty wouldn't seem as fun.
Sure. I mean, Sophocles knew the rival, so I guess that was there. I think when they showed the rival,
the red comet,
his name is Horacio.
Horatio?
Maybe?
I don't know. I don't know what his name is.
They don't say his name a lot, but he is, they call him the boss.
Horatio.
I always hope with this stuff that they come back.
Oh, he's a recurring character.
But when you see this guy, you can tell they put some thought process into like the way he looked and the way he dressed.
I thought he looked like such a prick. I was like, man, you look like a British antagonist.
And he kept referring to his dad, which makes me wonder, is there like a through line there? Like, are they going to show his dad?
His teammates were terrified of him.
Yeah. Which also, like, good character development. In 22 minutes,
the episode flew by for me. Like, it really did.
They add a lot to this character, which is really great. I wasn't, like... My only complaint is that...
You're gonna steal my comment. I already can...
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
My one complaint about Horatio, is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Is that he had a very... Like, him and Sophocles... Like, he didn't care about anything else but Sophocles. And I kind of thought that was a little weird that the other competitors, like, didn't, like, notice that or care about it or...
It was weird because isn't this the first... Maybe it's that they're the established champion and they've been racing against all of these other teams and they've been the best. And Sophocles now is this like wild card because he's never had a team before. So it's like, oh, well, like you're a newbie. I don't know who you are. I'm still going to beat you, but like, I don't know who you are. So that's what my... thought was.
I don't know, if a dude's sitting on a red sparkly chair behind you.
I had so many My Hero Academia thoughts during this episode.
Because like, of the character or because of the sparkly chair?
Yes. like the terrain and parts of the like race itself and how the crowd was shot and like, I don't know, like you haven't seen it, but they have several like competition type things with students and like tests. And there was like a city part, like a city terrain that they were going through.
Okay.
And that really reminded me of an episode. And then the sparkly chair reminded me of a classmate.
Oh, okay.
Of Midoriya. So. Yeah.
The elephant in the room that we haven't mentioned is that Horatio has a shiny charger bug.
It wasn't even the elephant in the room. What? What?
Well, I mean, I think that's an important part of the episode.
You didn't even know it was a shiny charger bug until I was like, wait, is that a shiny charger bug? And you're like, oh. And it's like, yes. You're like, I didn't even know.
I wasn't looking at his charger bug because prior to that, all the charger bugs, they're just in little cars, yeah. And I already got over the cuteness of the cars. I was like looking at his face because his face is so
the guy's face or the charger bug's
no, Horatio's face because
Horatio
his face is so differently drawn than like every character up to this point.
Yeah.
That when you were like, oh, the charger, the charger bug's shiny. I was like, I'm not even looking at that.
I kept thinking this though several times through while watching this is that. This season is so anime, like, just like drawing styles and just, I don't know, maybe it's also because I haven't watched the Pokemon anime in a while, but stylistically it's very different still. And I know they have different animators and we've talked about this in the past, but
yeah,
it was very apparent again during this episode.
Like 2 weeks ago we were complaining about Anna. She's back.
Oh, yeah, she's back. And we were like, oh, we don't even remember her. But she was at the other race episode. Now she was doing the TV segment, and now she's back because there's another race.
So she sets up that there are three different courses that change depending on the race, and they can change these out at any time. So in this situation, they had a Boldore, which changed the first area. A sandy gas, which changed the second, and then a cast form, which changed the third.
Cast form was so cute.
As given or as predicted, Team Rocket cheats between the race, and surprisingly, Horatio's team doesn't cheat.
I totally thought they were going to cheat. Like, I thought it was going to be one of those, oh, last resort, we're losing. Like, pull out the secret weapon and cheat, and they didn't. So.
But Ash definitely cheats.
I was so mad
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Okay, so the first area of Boldore makes cliffs and mountains and rocks appear.
Rocks.
Oh, before we get to that, there is a really cool wipeout at the beginning, which I think is, for me, like, very relatable.
Mario Kart.
Well, even at the start of like those very fancy racing, well, I don't know why I'm using the word fancy, but like
fancy
Forza or Gran Turismo, where it is an actual racing game where you're not supposed to touch other cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like anytime you play those games online, the first thing that happens is like eight people crash right away because one person has no clue how to play and just smashes into everyone.
Yeah. Did anybody stall out? Oh, something I didn't like is that she counted down. And it was like 3, 2, 1, and it was like, go! And then it did a pan of all the characters, and it was so unsatisfying because it didn't do the, like, they didn't go right away. There was a pause, and I was like, why didn't they go? And then you showed the character. Ugh, I was like, that is not, I'm not pleased.
Then the second area is the Boldore stuff, where Ash uses, like, Charger Bug drives up Ash at an angle, even though like that mountain is at such a weird angle. That
it wasn't even like there wasn't enough of an incline anyway.
It seemed
strange.
It's like the animators drew the mountain too high. That was strange. It was cute that like one dude wiped out at that part too. Mm-hmm. The second area is the desert area where Kaway does give Moo Moo Milk to Charge a Bug for a little pit stop, and then they actually use safety goggles, which is, I was telling you during, the held item in the game that if you are planning on dealing with sandstorms or whatnot, or maybe even shiny hunting or SOS hunting, safety goggles prevents the damage from Sandstorm. Ash and Charger Bug had the safety goggles on, which looks very cute.
It was something that they matched with, kind of.
The Red Comet did not have safety goggles and got attacked by Team Rocket.
But that helped them. They got a buff.
Yeah, and they were still doing pretty okay.
But I love how, Team Rocket cheated, and then when they cheated, they were like, oh no, it helped. Like, James was super confused as to why it ended up helping them, and then Meowth was trying to think of an alternative thing to do, and then he...
Well, I mean, they got the boost, but they did say that Charger Bug was, like, super worn out.
Yeah.
Because it got stung, so it used up all its energy to get away. This ends with the final area where Red Comet team Ash and the Electric Princess team, which they finally got a name near the end of the episode.
I think they might have mentioned it in the beginning.
They are in the city area where Cast Form changes from rain to snow or hail. And makes the track slippery, which both Team Princess, in my view, Team Princess and Sophocles both start spinning out, but Ash dives between them and...
Interferes,
and Team Princess crashes into Ash's face, which knocks out Ash, and then her Charger Bug gets thrown off course. And then she has the audacity to apologize?
Why are you saying the audacity?
Like, he dove in front of it. And interfere, like, was that not cheating?
They should have been eliminated. I thought they were going to be.
Even the Red Comet, like, moments later was like, we can't push him up the hill, that's cheating.
And he definitely prevented them from touching and ended up, I don't know.
I see where the, like, use your body as a ramp, because you're not touching it, it's driving up you, I understand that. So maybe that's where they're like... That's a gray area. But
he was very obviously preventing something from happening.
Right. Like, if he was just a stand in front of a Charger Bug, I feel like that would disqualify
you. Yeah, because he was preventing the collision.
But while Ash is passed out and unconscious, Sophocles...
Rolls up
and then very cleverly... I didn't think about how they were going to, like, figure out how to get up the ice hill, but he uses Charger Bug's string shot to string shot the wheels to make them sticky, and then they win the match, or the race.
The race.
And that was pretty much the episode. Nothing, like...
Horatio was so threatening.
I guess it's not filler
terrified.
In the sense of Horatio's coming back.
Yeah. But... Yeah, they were so scared of him.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to see him come back.
Yeah.
He was a good character. And the episode was fun. I think this was more fun than the pancake one.
Yeah, it was more chaotic.
Would you like some trivia?
Absolutely. So there was the part when Team Rocket got disqualified. And they were like, how dare you suspend us for cheating or something ridiculous like that? And then Meowth was like meowing. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that was really weird.
It was super strange. I was like, that's very weird just because he never does that.
Some trivia here. The car Horatio's Chinese Charger Bug drives is based off the high speed flight form of Shiny Genesect.
Wow.
We saw the Genesect movie. You remember it? It's like five Genesect, but one is Shiny. He's the leader and he's a jerk. And then they're looking for the baby Genesect.
When they're in the city?
Yeah.
And
the baby Genesect gets lost. And at one point, Ash surfboards on him, which is like kind of weird. And then the Shiny Genesect makes up and then they all are happy again.
Nice movie. How long is it? 73 minutes? What else?
The disguise of Jesse and James, which they wear in this episode, is a reference of Basukuo, Yodai, Let's and Go. Jesse's character is based off Resu Sieba. And James's outfit is based off Go Sieba. feel like we've talked about this TV show before.
Us?
Yes. Oh, sorry. It's a comic, not a show. It's a manga series. But that's what their little outfits are based off of.
They are cute outfits.
The contraption that Kaori wears during the wears on his body during the montage scene of Ash, Kaori, and Sophocles preparing the charge bug race is a reference to the Star of Giants, where the main character wore a similar contraption on his body. Meowth wore a similar device in the episode, pulling out the Pokemon Base Pepper. This episode marks the first instances of natures being mentioned in the anime. I actually don't remember that part.
Spoiler. They took it out.
Oh.
I opened the page for once. I never opened the page.
You're right. Like four lines down. It says the references to Sophocles and Horatio's Charger Bug natures were removed from the dub. Wait, you're telling me there's 980 episodes of this show? And they haven't mentioned natures up to this point?
Well, let's talk about the Ultra Ball and the Premier Ball that
true.
Also happened.
Gladion's breaking down walls. Well, we'll wait till Gladion shows up. Tell us the nature of his Lycanroc. That's pretty much all the trivia.
Okay. Did you like this episode?
I loved it. I thought it was... I did not think an episode with Sophocles would be one of my favorites, but it was very fun.
It's my favorite episode with Sophocles. My favorite Sophocles focus. I was thinking about that mall episode. Oh, ooh. That was rough.
How far we've come. Well, that's it. Next episode we do, we are actually combining the two final episodes of the season, which is Alola Kanto.
I'm so excited.
And When Regions Collide. So that is episode 42 and 43 of the anime. And then after that, we will be getting into episode 44 of Sun and Moon, which is technically episode 1 of season 21.
Whoa!
Where we will get a new theme song.
Whoa!
And we will be on to Ultra Adventures.
Wow.
Which will only put us about a year behind.
Oh.
So that's what we'll be doing. And because Alola is both hello and goodbye, Alola.